Welcome to Off Topic Talk. This is show number 15 for March 10th, 2007.
Welcome to Off Topic Talk, the show where we talk about hobbies, news, technology, and entertainment, or anything else that captures our attention. Please visit the website at offtopictalk.blogspot.com.
Hello, everyone. This is Matt at Off Topic Talk, and I'd like to thank you for joining me for another show. It's been a while since I had a regular episode out, and I want to apologize and thank everyone for their patience in hanging around and listening to the fare that I had to offer in between then and now. I want to take a moment to especially thank Jarek, Russell, and Chip for the commentary they've been leaving for the show. Apparently, the Brain Dump episode was fairly well received, and the sound quality was not as bad as I thought it was with the microphone I was using at the time. Chip made a comment about how he couldn't decide if it was good or bad that he knew every movie in the spoiler list that I gave out. I'm wondering, did anybody else figure out what all those movies were? Drop me a line, let me know. I am curious about what people's viewing habits are, since I share mine here with everyone else. Let me apologize to Russell. I'm sorry if the centipede story is going to hamper your desire to explore South America. I have heard some good things about the Arctic Circle, including no giant bugs. I have mentioned this before, folks, but for anyone who hasn't caught the episode, it bears mentioning that everyone should check out Russell's podcast of rather dark, scary, sometimes twisted evil horror at rlbert.blogspot.com. I'll make sure the link is in the show notes. In other show-related news, back on Friday, March 9th, I was interviewed by Chris Fisher for her show, The Adult Space Child-Free Podcast. It's a really, really fun show, and the episode that I'll be in is coming up, I believe, sometime in April. So I'll have a link to her show in the show notes. Everyone hop on over there and take a listen. It's a lot of fun, very insightful, very intelligent. Chris, thanks a lot. I had a great time. I'm afraid it's been so long since I sat down to record that most of my news items are a little bit out of date. However, I do have a couple of items that are definitely still worth mentioning. We'll start out with a mockumentary about a new affliction that seems to be spreading among people who have metallic prosthetics. Metallosis maligna. I can't really describe this one, people. You'll just have to follow the link to the video in the show notes to really appreciate the creativity that went into the creation of this strange, unusual, and rather disturbing documentary, and I say that with air quotes. The next item I've got is about an invasion of giant German rabbits in the process of emigrating to North Korea. Really, giant rabbits from Germany are moving to North Korea. There's a particular breed of rabbits in Germany that is apparently exceptionally large, like the size of small to medium-sized dogs. And one of the breeders of this particular strain of rabbits has sold some breeding stock to farmers in North Korea to get them started in production of their own giant rabbits. The purpose of these is to provide an inexpensive source of protein meat for that rather famine-ridden country. A group of rabbits to begin the process has already been sent. Apparently the farming community that is working on this project is arranging for the breeder who provided them with the original rabbits to come and take a look and make sure their process is working all right. As always, there will be a link in the show notes. That's it for news this week, folks. Like I said, kind of short, but interesting nonetheless.
We'll be back with more off-topic talk after this promo.
Hello, this is Ron Stevens, the host of the AwareTech podcast series. AwareTech is different, I promise you, than any other series of podcasts you will ever tune into. AwareTech is diverse, but the common theme tying together all of the podcasts is that they are concerned with our future as a culture and as a society. My background is in science and technology, and I am particularly interested in how the rapid developments in these fields are going to affect our society and our culture in the near and the far future. And I address this from many different angles, so different podcasts will take on scientific or technological areas, but also economic, social, even political and religious impacts. It's the diversity that will surprise you the most about AwareTech. I take on scientific and technological topics, but I also take on economic and even political and even religious topics. And somehow, I keep a common theme of how the future will unfold with respect to all of the changes that are occurring so dynamically in so many different fields at this point in time. And I certainly am also concerned with what can we do about the future and how can we make it better? Not just sitting back and analyzing, but what can we individually and collectively do that might impact the future for ourselves and our children in a better way to come out with a better outcome? So stop by and check it out. I think you'll find it interesting. I think you'll find it educational. And hopefully, you'll find it very entertaining. It can be found at www.awaretech.com. That's AwareTech with a K, AwareTech.com. Thank you.
Ron Stevens from the AwareTech podcast has a particularly fascinating show. The subtitle for AwareTech is The Technology of Being Human. I've been particularly enjoying his topics on the evolution of technology and its interface with humans. Mr. Stevens also shares some really interesting and insightful thoughts on the spiritual side of the subject. Again, check out the show. I think you will enjoy it. Continuing on today, I've been spending a lot of time in my recent shows talking about medical technology in terms of advances to treat disease, to treat injury, illness, as well as technology to improve humans, to make modifications and enhancements to human beings as they exist today, to make them better, faster, stronger. Now, I may be coming late to the game, but it was only in recent months that I learned that there is a strong movement for this going on. I'm not surprised by this. I probably should have been looking sooner. But there is a movement around what is called transhumanism, the improvement of the human being. I didn't really realize that that this theme about human and technology merging has a deep history with some very notable people in front of it. I don't mean I was not aware of what was going on, I just hadn't realized the true depth of the topic. Part of this was that it's only in the last year or so that I have realized that I have a new hero, author, scientist, inventor, and futurist Raymond Kurzweil. Kurzweil is probably the leading advocate for the concept of the technological singularity. I'm going to read briefly from a Wikipedia article. A technological singularity, often referred to as the singularity, is a predicted future event believed to precede immense technological progress in an unprecedentedly brief time. One school of thought, for whom Kurzweil is a major advocate, says technological progress follows a pattern of exponential growth, suggesting rapid technological change in the 21st century and the singularity occurring in 2045. I don't know how this exact number was arrived at, but going on, Kurzweil considers the advent of a superhuman intelligence to be part of an overall exponential trend in human technological development, seen originally in Moore's Law, and extrapolated into a general trend in Kurzweil's own Law of Accelerating Returns. From what I've been able to distill from all of that, basically, over the next few decades, we are going to see an incredible trend in technological development that is going to propel human beings beyond anything that we are able to conceive of at this point in time outside of science fiction, covering a variety of topics that I've talked about in the past, human-machine interfacing, immortality, the sky's the limit. So we have a whole lot of really interesting, fascinating ideas coming down the pipe, and really we just have to hang on until they get here. But what do we have today? What science fiction has become science fact in recent years? What are we no longer waiting for? The cover story from the January 2007 issue of Wired is titled Beyond the Body, and the story delves into a lot of what I've been talking about. There is a particularly fascinating article about current methods to enhance a person's physical capabilities. The article consists mostly of a list of medical procedures, dietary supplements, and training programs, all designed around making a person more physically efficient. Things like LASIK surgery, which is no longer a cutting-edge way to throw away your glasses. Now you hear about discount offers for it on the evening television. But did you know you can get LASIK to improve your vision to better than 20/20? Don't like the concept of eye surgery? You can get contact lenses to improve your vision to 20/10, maybe better. Knuckle replacement surgery is pretty common for people with severe arthritis or other hand and joint problems. However, apparently, you can now get replacement joints that are better than your existing ones, allowing for improved manual dexterity. Keyboardists and guitar players might want to take a look at this. Working out in high altitudes will prompt your body to produce more red blood cells, thus making oxygen transportation in your system more efficient at lower altitudes. Though this is a problem for some of us who don't live nearby any mountains. Training in high heat has been shown to increase your endurance and improve your circulation. And you can help keep your immune system strong by getting plenty of zinc, iron, and protein in your diet, and some extra vitamin C certainly couldn't hurt. There's probably enough material on the topic of transhumanism to fill a podcast, not just one episode, but an entire series. I don't know if I have the days, weeks, months, or years to go into all the detailed information that's available. However, if anyone is really, really interested and feels very strongly about the topic, I will have a slew of show notes on the subject dealing with transhumanism, the singularity, and Kurzweil himself. So make sure you check the show notes. So I'm going to talk about another media suggestion. Before I get into that, I'm going to provide a little bit of background information. On the off chance that any listeners have never heard of filk music, you should have a little bit of the background. Sadly, there isn't a single concrete definition of what filk really is. To sum it up briefly, it's usually considered folk-style music with a science fiction or fantasy theme. Anyone who listened to the Brain Dump episode heard a great example of that from in Tom Smith's I Want My Flying Car. If you've been following podcasting for a while, you may have heard some of the music of Jonathan Colton, and his music pretty much fits the bill as well. There is a lot more to it, and you can follow the Wikipedia link in the show notes if you want to get into the nitty-gritty of it all. All of that leads into my media suggestion for this show. I'd like to present for your consideration and entertainment more work from Tom Smith, the world's fastest filker. By way of introduction, I'm going to read some of Tom's press clippings. The only recording artist to appear on both NPR's Sound and Spirit and The Dr. Demento Show. Tom Smith combines high-energy folk, rock, science fiction, fantasy, popular culture, progressive politics, cartoon voices, unbelievably bad puns, and the occasional recipe into a show you will never forget. Tom Smith is not your ordinary filker, or even your ordinary comedy musician. With the lyrical complexity of Ashman and Sondheim, the vocal fireworks of Meatloaf, and the comedic timing of Robin Williams, and the dynamic physique of the skipper from Gilligan's Island, the only thing he won't do is be boring. No one alive combines the musical chops, the bizarre yet somehow plausible premise, the catchy tunes, and the barrage of god-awful puns that Tom brings to the table. And no one is likelier to break your heart with one song, and your head with the next, and your funny bone with the one after that. If you only catch one concert this year, well, you should get out more often. And when you do so, go see Tom Smith live. On a more personal note, one of the most important things I've learned about Tom is if you get the opportunity to see him live in concert, do not, I repeat, do not attempt to eat or drink anything during the show. With the amount of laughing you'll be doing, you won't have time to snack. Worse yet, you'll probably blow anything you do try and consume out through your nose and mouth. Imagine laughing some peanut M&Ms out through your nostrils, and I think you'll do the smart thing. To get more Tom Smith than should be allowed by law, including free songs through his iTom service, visit tomsmithonline.com. I'm going to use that as a convenient transition into this week's song, again, courtesy of Mr. Smith. And the song also happens to tie into the main theme of the show today. So with that, let me present to you Tom Smith, the world's fastest filker.
I need to do some work on my facade. These changes are like prayers. I'll get a lot of stares, and with every step I'm closer to God. I started with a tattoo and two piercings, a dragon and my lower lip and tongue. I'd often heard it said that would make me good in bed, Turns out it matters more which way I've swung. I've got to change, but not how Mother wants of me. I'll rearrange, it's just a body hack. It's not so strange, it's just like plastic surgery, taken to extremes, and all my hopes and dreams are looking in the mirror, hoping I'll be looking back. I got some eyebrow spikes and other implants, some talons for my fingernails and feet, telescoping bones, new skin with crimson tones, the scars across my back from the greet. The catalog from Slashdot helped immensely. My eyes are different colors for each mood. I hear my own heart pound in 5.1 surround. As of next week, I'll no longer need food. I've got to change, but not how Mother wants of me. I'll rearrange, it's just a body hack. It's not so strange, it's just like plastic surgery, taken to extremes, and all my hopes and dreams are looking in the mirror, hoping I'll be looking back. Sure, there was a version of me that I liked at one point, but I don't know. I barely can recall those days before my tungsten ball joints that were so long ago. And some would cast aspersions, but they miss the bigger picture. They can't see A to Z. These nanobots and Waldos may seem ancillary fixtures, but I'll be soon set free. The other day I ran into an old friend. She said she hardly recognized me now. I killed her where she stood. It was for the greater good. Sometimes when you change, you don't want folks asking how. I've heard some say you should find God within you. And I know now evolution's not the key, but intelligent design. The intelligence was mine, and I'm wondering what kind of God I'll be. I've got to change, but not how others want of me. I'll rearrange, it's just a body hack. It's not so strange, it's just like plastic surgery, taken to extremes, and all my hopes and dreams are looking in the mirror, hoping I'll be looking back.
And that will bring us to the end of another off-topic talk. Today's transitional music was Ministry of Clodagh by AMB26, Less Than 7 by 37Hz, and 2012 by Beethoven, all available at music.podshow.com. I would love to get some feedback from you at the blog, offtopictalk.blogspot.com, You can leave a comment, or you can record a message through one of the audio tools at the website. You can also email me at offtopictalk@gmail.com.
This show is a member of the Blueberry Podcasting Network. That's Blueberry without any E's. BLUBRRY.com.
Off Topic Talk is produced under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike 2.5 license. As always, I really appreciate your listening. Please come back and check out the next show. I'm afraid it's probably going to be April before I get another one out because I'm doing a lot of traveling this month, although I might have the opportunity to get out one or two microcasts while I am on the road. As a quick reminder, I do have a regular domain name, and at some point in the near future, I will be moving Off Topic Talk to my new website. As a quick reminder, I have a domain name now, and at some point in the near future, I will be moving the show over to its own home. The website will be themadelf.com. However, I will keep the Off Topic Talk blog site open and the RSS feed to the current site as well as the new one up and running for some time to make sure that everyone has a chance to transition over. And in the meanwhile, I'd love to hear from you folks, so please write in if you get the chance. Again, thanks for listening, and have a safe journey.